486 mobile.
District KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Ken. How was your weekend?
A little bit of riding up there in the mountains and that. We went up there to Max Patches.
Like that.
I bet we were just on the road up there, and it was really good. We didn't actually go into the park there, man. It was pretty crowded up that way and that at the park, but it was an enjoyable day for sure.
Were the leaves changing pretty good yet, or up that way?
A little disappointed. It really wasn't changing much. Saw a little bit of color, but not a lot. But there was a lot of leaves that were falling. And that, but not a lot of color yet. It might have been a little more further north, maybe.
For what it's been around here, usually by now we're midway through it. This is like peak season. It's toward the middle of October. It's coming a little late this year.
What it looks like, you know, maybe next weekend or the weekend after that, it'd be, you know, be nice. And that it was pretty cool. As soon as you jump off the interstate and you get down to the bottom of the ramp, take a right, it immediately turns to a gravel road.
Seen it, but I haven't ever been up through there on it. Go that way quite a bit, going to Pigeon Forge and over in that area. And just never been on those roads, never had a reason to.
It'll be very good. You could make it in the car, no problem. Man, you better have looked at the map or whatever, because you can get twisted up in a skinny minute up there.
On some of them old fire roads is what they are, and you get lost in a minute up that way.
Ron just zigzagged back and forth between the North Carolina and Tennessee line. It crossed the Appalachian Trail and a couple of other trails, and then we ended up in Del Rio, Tennessee. And we took that all the way over to Hot Springs, and then came down 209 from Hot Springs. Man, that 209, that ain't no joke. You better be paying attention.
Had a good time. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Be nice, and that just a nice, enjoyable ride. You know, we had no agenda or anything, so it was good. Man, it was a little bit cool up there. It was the wind was blowing and that, but then once the sun come out, it was not too bad.
You'll have to take a radio with you,
just in case and that. But I didn't. I never got out of the Jeep. All I have was my little Jeep HD. And that, but up through there wasn't any cell service about anywhere.
I'm not up through that area. But, yeah, next time you go, holler at me. You can take one of my HDs and a little window antenna. That way you got communication anyway.
Yeah, I made a wrong turn on one of the roads up there, and we just went down through there, and it was like, man, it was some... I'm glad I made the wrong turn, because there was some beautiful scenery. It's just unbelievably beautiful up through there. And that's all, you know, some old-time cabins and some ones that people had fixed up and that. And it was really enjoyable.
You had a good time.
First grouse.
Get at.
Up there off of I-40 on exit 7, and we didn't go a mile, and he was walking down the side of the road and then kind of walked into the edge of the woods, and Susan took a picture. He's in the picture, but I'll be dogged, you can't hardly find him.
Anybody else this morning?
One on the radio this morning.
He was going to be on here. He said he was going to try.
I mean, this weekend.
Everything's going good, and he's recovering like he should now.
Play nice mountain streams up that way, and that we rode along the edge of the Pigeon River, and then we rode along the French Broad, and then some other little streams and that. It was really nice.
Well, too, wasn't it?
About 60 65, 67, something like that. It had the top rolled back a little bit and windows down, and it was really nice.
Now, do you have the hard doors on the Jeep?
Hard doors on it, but they pop right off.
They popped off still, but and you can set them in the back, but you still didn't. You got to worry about scratching them and all that.
People, when they take them off, they just, you know, leave them off for the day or whatever. I don't think I'd want to carry them around in the back because there just probably isn't enough room. And up there at 4,600 feet, you'd be able to see a lot of the mountain or whatever, but you really couldn't. The trees were just all in the way.
To be still on, it's hard to see anything. And they don't have any openings up through there anymore.
And Max Patch's site's like 350 acres, but they had, the settlers had cleared it off in the 1800s and put grass in that so that they could graze cattle up there. And so it's, I guess it's considered a bald mountain with just grasses and flowers.
Clearing that land 100 years ago by hand.
South must have been tough. That. Going up there is, right before the exit, there's a rest stop, so we pulled in there and used the restroom, and then, then went, got off on our exit and rode around, and then there's a remote campground up there called Round Mountain Campground, and there was restrooms in there.
I'd have to locate those with my wife.
And have to use the woods. And right off of the interstate there, probably about a mile back that gravel road, there was two campsites.
Think they're going camping?
They're going to go back up that way. Those were, free camp spots. And there's a couple of campgrounds up that way that we didn't, we didn't check out. And that, but man, it sure was nice. When I took that wrong turn, we ended up in a little country valley, and it was like, man, it was just really beautiful. We passed an old country church, had like two or three cars in the parking lot.
Your mower fixed this weekend?
Be a native. I mean, I worked on the push mower, and I got a new belt, and I put the new belt on it, but the cable must be worn or broken or something and stretched, because it just, if I put something in there to where it pulls the cable tighter, then it goes, but I'll just have to get me a new cable, so I just pushed the yard, and that, not a big catastrophe, but I ended up pushing it.
Work for you.
I can't use the exercise. And they got up there, the road was in beautiful shape.
Dust you can't see.
It'd be all the rain they had, it'd be big ruts and that, but it was that, some of the places it was better than the paved road, especially better than 290 anyway. And there was one road I'd planned on turning on, the map shows it was a through road, but there was a sign there that says there wasn't any access to the couple of towns I wanted to go to, and it says your GPS light.
It's changed pretty quick, but yeah, it don't take much to be a better road than 290.
25 going up the mountain ain't much better.
She's right down there, probably that section is the worst.
Too bad until you get into something that has a lot stiffer suspension, then you really notice it.
And every morning and every afternoon. I'll have to go ahead and say 7-3 coming up into the black hole. You're probably getting close anyway. So I'll go ahead and say 7-3 this morning. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. Have a great day, and try to have too much fun.
You have an awesome day. Stay safe, and I'll try to catch you later. KN4 TFW.